Good morning, everybody. This is Meng Yu, and today's topic is about the relay usage in the real-time communication and the auto solution for that. Okay, next. Thank you. So basically, we have two uses for the relay. One is for the connection establishment, and the other is for the QoS improvement. Okay, next. When the UE is behind the nets, firewall or the proxies, they can't build a connection directly between each other. Well, the relay node could help them to traverse the net and build the connections. Here, the relay node should have the public IP address. And also, auto solution could help them to find the optimal relay node. Okay, next. The other usage is relay for the QoS enhancement. Next. Here we should spend some word on the TIV. The TIV means that in some cases in the internet, the IP direct routing's latency is even larger than the detour one. Just as this picture shows that from A to C, the direct routing latency is 62. Well, if relay from B, the latency will be the 50. It's even shorter. There are many papers and articles on this issue. Some research show that about around 60% sessions between users, their optimal one-hop relay RTT is shorter than their corresponding IP direct routing RTCs, RTTs. For the IP direct routing, the about 10% RTTs is about 200 milliseconds. And for their optimal one-hop relay RTT, it's almost below the 100 milliseconds. So there will be an obvious effect on the QoS improving for the relay method. And also, the TIV phenomenon also means that we have the opportunity to improve the QoS by the relay method. OK, next.
Question.
Thank you.
Go back to the last slides, please. Is that an issue we can solve here? Or is it an issue at all?
I think it's also the traffic optimization from the application layer. And also, in our auto's charter, it involved the relay usage in the real time.
Right, but I'm not doubting that there's something about relay usage. It's more about like, is this a problem we can tackle here, or is this something which is like due to BGP is doing just the jobs and doesn't really good, or is there a problem on the IP layer?
Yes, here I want to discuss how the auto solution could be used in the relay selection. And,
I understand that you try to discuss it, but I try to understand, is this a problem? Is it really a problem, or is it something we just have to live with, or is it a thingy where we're doing a solution here and stepping on other people's toes, like the routing guys or the IP int guys? So.
Sure. I think maybe if we saw more of the slides, we'd understand why the authors think it's relevant to this. Whether or not it is something we can then discuss at the length. But Rich, do you want to add anything on this point in particular?
Hi, this is Rich. I mean, the reason why there may be a triangle inequality violation may be that turns out that it may be optimal, but it may not look optimal. So if you look at your diagram up there, you have A, B, and C. And right now, between A and B and C, much faster than going between A and C. It may be that there's so much traffic going between A and C that you have to have a really thick 100 gigabit pipe. And it may be that for the small amount of traffic going between A and B and B and C, that it may be like a little skinny, you know, 1 gig pipe or 100 meg pipe, and so you get really good round trip times. But that's only because you're forcing the traffic between A and C to go some other way that has a longer round trip time, but may actually be more optimal. And if you try to force the traffic from A to C to go through B, then you're not going to see 20 and 30 there anymore. You might see 1,000 and 2,000. So that may be something you want to keep in mind as you go through this. So, I mean, TIV may be bad, but maybe they're there for a reason. So, mm-hmm. Oh, and the other thing is, it may be that the, whoops, lost the slide.
I don't know what I did.
Well, I guess we're, on to the next topic.
It's not good.
Okay. And the other reason may be that there may be financial reasons. It may be that B, you know, purchased, you know, connectivity there for, you know, to improve its own experience. You know, so B's paying for this, and now all of a sudden, A and C, who are not paying for these links, start using this, and B may not be happy with the bill that it gets. So anyway, just keep those things in mind, but let's see the proposal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so when should we use the QRS relay? So basically, we have two scenarios. First, for the first picture, we can see that if the routers or the links is working or congested in one of the autonomous systems, for example, in the ASH, and the ASH is on the IP direct routing, so we should find a relay. We should use a relay method to get a qualified alternative path to guarantee the current service continue. And for the second picture, we can see that if the node A relay from B to C, it has significantly reduced on the hops, and probably it will have a shorter latency. So the relay, the QRS relay, is also be used to improve the orderly routing. Okay, next. There are some commercial cases for the QRS relay. The first is how can I use the relay to find the alternate path to recover from the IP direct routing failure. And the other is how can I use the relay to find the fastest path to promote their transmission performance. Okay, next. So how will the auto solution works in the relay selection? Here I give two options. For the option one, the auto server will receive both of the user's IP address and the relay candidate list. So based on the auto server's knowledge, for example, the network map, the cost map, the auto server will give his suggestion on the relay selection, maybe a ranking of the candidate. And then, based on this ranking, the UE, the user could start a detection on the latency between the users or between the user relays, and finally get the optimal relay node. And for the option two, both the user will give their IP address and their relay candidate list to their own auto server, for this auto server belong to its autonomous system. And the relay management entity or the UE will decide the relay node based on the suggestion from both of the auto servers. It's another option, maybe more. Okay, thank you. Next. Okay, there are many advantages of the QRS relay. First, it's very easy to be realized through the application control layer. Through the application layer control, because it don't need to change anything on the IP infrastructure equipment, for example, to change the router's protocol, policy, or the configuration, so it will be easy to realize. And also, it will be faster to get the alternative path when the routing failure. As we know, the application layer could detect the routing failure, for example, through the pin method. So it will be quickly to find the routing failure and use the relay to change the path to guarantee the current service. Well, in the IP layer, for the global routing policy, because it suffers from the path exploration, so the routing withdraw delays often last a couple of minutes, maybe 3 to 15 minutes as a critical value. Okay, in addition, because in the application layer, the application can precisely detect the current QRS status. So it could decide whether the relay method should be used or not to improve the QS. Well, for our current the IP layer method, we can't precisely adjust the QS according to the feeding of the applications, and also the BGP is aware, is not aware of the IP layer congestion. Okay, next. The conclusion, I think both the relay for connection establishment and for the QS enhancement is useful. And the QS relay could be an optimized solution when the IP direct routing is failed, is congested, or each QS can't meet the requirements. And also, the out-of-server solution here could help to get the optimal relay node. So for our next step, we plan to detail the actual solution on helping the relay node selection. And also, we want to define the actual interface for the relay selection, because we know there's some difference from the file downloading use case. Because for the file downloading, we just give one PLC address and a list. And for the QS usage, for the relay usage, we should give both of users IP address and the candidate list. And the out server will calculate, will estimate the latency between user and the relays. So it will be something different. So it's our plan. Okay, that's all of my presentation comments. Thank you.
Sorry, I have to confess, I didn't read your draft, but according to your presentation, one thing for clarification. So you said that the auto server get the source list, destination list, and also relay list. And if the auto server need to return the selected relay node to the requesting...
Maybe a ranking. Because
I know that, but the thing is, the requesting peer just want to know who I can get the content directly, right? So if the
not just the content, because it's for the real-time communication, it's want to find the path to get the best QS. The auto server will give each suggestion on the relay node selection, maybe a ranking. So for the UE or the management entity, this should have a further detection on the latency between UE and the UE between the relay node. And combine this detection, finally, the relay node could be decided. It's on this procedure.
From last second, have you looked at Dave Anderson's resilient overlay network stuff from like 10, 15 years ago? So he had the same idea, but for regular data stuff, without the QoS. And it was an interesting experiment, but it failed for lots of very good reasons that you might want to look at, because this will fail for the same reasons. One of which is, for example, that it doesn't scale. You cannot... So we use relays because we have to, right? And if you want to improve QoS, you have to, relay everything. So for every flow, you need to set up a relay and get it through, and then... all of a sudden, the benefits don't look so great anymore.
Yes. I don't think we should read anything. Maybe 5% of the sessions that can't meet the QS requirement, it could be applied. It's a big
How do you success. Know that, I mean, how do you know that you're going to get better QoS?
Because it have mentioned that the application layer could detect the failure, the congestion, or the...
So QS. Then you move it over the media relay during... Doing the real, I mean, you have a quality of service flow, which means that it probably doesn't like jitter and it probably doesn't like loss. And yes, if your IP path doesn't serve you well, moving that to some relay that you don't know much about is not likely to give you any better QoS. And so QoS is probably something that you want to much more clearly define, right? It's not clear what you mean here by quality of service. But Google Dave Anderson Ron resilient overlay networks and look at that stuff. There's like 20 papers or so. Mm-hmm.
Martin. Plus one from my side on this. I also was about to mention the Rund paper. The other one is, this looks like a huge mix of different requirements. And what is me wondering is, you say, if the IP routing is actually failing, then we should do something above the IP routing to fix it. Isn't that a clear layer violation? And that's the first point. The second point is that, well, when you do some massive rerouting on the application layer to some other areas in the network, and in the meantime, the IP routing is also doing some rerouting, aren't those probably in conflict? Or do you make the situation even worse? That's something to be considered. And the other, I just would remind what Rich said in the beginning, what looks like like 20 or 30 on the first slides might turn out, on the triangle violation, might turn out, if you reroute the traffic there, like 1,000 suddenly. So I don't think it's a good idea at all, especially because it's mixing up a lot of stuff like layer violation, QS. There was something like written about RSVP. I know that there's RSVP TE outside about nothing else. And I don't know, there's not too much QS. So I don't know where this goes.
So in my understanding, I think the QS relay is to make use of the advantage of in the application layer. This will do something to care, to enhance the QS. And also, he have their scenarios, how to when to use the QS relay, when the direct routing congested or the failure, and when the QS can't meet the set requirement. In this kind of scenarios, for example, the failure or congestion, the IP routing change will not as so fast and so flexible as the relay do that. And also, for the for the charging thing, I think the things also exist. It does no matter we want to fix that or not. So, and also because the people can do the relay, the carrier can't stop them. Well, the better thing is if the dedicated relay could be deployment and consider this kind of charging things, it would be better to have a more good usage.
Just one second. Just to answer different comments, routing protocols will not adapt based on load of links. Routing protocols adapts based on a state of the link, up or down, and provisioning, so how the service provider wants to deploy metrics and so on. Now, I believe ALTO is about collaboration between service providers and content providers, peer-to-peer networks. Here, you are competing, because you are trying to address an issue that maybe should be addressed at the provisioning layer, so at the network layer where the service provider puts resources. While here you just want to bypass everything and solve it on your own. Now, the effects of this will be noticed by the infrastructure, and you may trigger some changes in the provisioning and in the routing scheme as provisioned by the service provider. So you are going to possibly generate conflicts between the two layers. So I'm not sure it goes really on the direction that ALTO Working Group is about, of collaboration between the layers.
In my understanding, I think it's not to raise something competing things. So, well, it's an existing thing. It's a technical thing. The point is, how could we to utilize it better, I think?
I answer some question asked by this guy. We make a lot of effort on the IP layer QS improvement, but what we want standardization here is want to improve the QS in the application layer. We can't solve all of the problem on one layer. on one layer, we can do something in the IP layer, but the IP layer has some constraint. For example, the BGP routing problems as the BGP neighbor DFZ then has the convergence delay about a couple of minutes. So the so the delays often happen on some autonomous system broken, the link broken. So what we standardization is provide a capability, not a mandatory to implement it in the application.
Yeah.
It's just to provide a capability, a possibility.
I think basically it's a helpful solution.
Lars, I get it again. So go out on a limb here and say that it's probably unlikely that this stuff fits anyhow into the current charter, right? I mean, this system that you're proposing is clearly far beyond what Alta is chartered to do, right? So, but one interesting thing that I didn't see is, you know, what information would you need from the Alto server? Right? That's basically what the working group's charted. It provides a box, it provides a query protocol for that box and that information. So if the Alto server already has the information you need to build your system, yeah, right, use it, and that's fine. But then there's no need for this working group to do anything. Mm-hmm. If you want to change Alto so that it caters to that use case, I don't think we're currently chartered to do that.
I think you're probably right, although the one qualification to make about that, again, we have discussed things like, for example, selecting a turn server from a set of alternatives with Alto.
Right.
And the distinctions between that and this, I think, are harder to establish, perhaps, than it might initially appear.
We have discussed this, but we've also we've disagreed on this, you and me, right? So, and I haven't seen that proposal floated lately, but I'm also not sort of regularly following. So I think we'd actually probably see similar problems with selecting a turn server. The turn server selection is a much simpler problem, and especially if you don't want to optimize anything, but you just, you know, pick one that doesn't suck because it's, you know, on the other side of the planet. That is probably something we can realistically achieve. Anything more than that? I mean, I'm always sort of, I actually think the optimization part in the working group name is problematic already, but we needed an O or a vowel at least, otherwise.
These guys came up with a name, if I recall. So,
so you know, that's fine. You know, but it's really, you know, about picking one that doesn't suck or making a choice that's, you know, better than random. And how much, I mean, being...
But you make that choice in order to get a certain quality experience that
right.
you would not get otherwise. That's the only point I make when I say that it's more.
Right.
It's not trivial to disentangle these things.
You lost me.
I'm sorry. It's not trivial to disentangle the selecting a good turn server for the sake of quality from selecting, you know, any other sort of, as you put, any other sort of overlay
well, so
where you're trying to get a particular quality experience from it. That's
right.
all
so
I'm trying to say.
A good turn server from a client perspective is probably sort of characterized by, you know, having... Being reasonably near in terms of round trip.
Okay.
That's probably, you know, the
yes.
one and because for turn and media, you know, maybe we don't care so much about path bandwidth and stuff. It's mostly about, you know.
Yeah. The only reason why I'm even saying this is to pick on what you said about the charter.
Oh, okay, sorry.
And so I mean, when you say that this is totally out of the scope of what this work was defined to do.
No, so I'm talking about this very detailed QoS framework that is behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that I don't see us doing. If maybe we're actually agreeing. If the turn server stuff is in scope and information that helps solve that problem is in scope and will be available in an Alto box, and you can use that for this system, great. Right? But if you need other information, or if you need information on faster timescales, or if you need the protocol to change to support this system, I think that's out of scope. Right? So if you can use the information that we're currently chartered to do in the Alto box, great, you know, then build it.
Martin Stimani, I think there's still a fundamental difference between helping and selecting a better relay server and this. This is about trying to mitigate some felt shortcomings on other points in the IP TCP stack. And that's, I don't think we're doing this.
Yeah, we're not going to do anything here that is intended to replace any interior or exterior gateway protocol.
I'm fine with finding better relays, but everything like, oh, we have problems with our routing and congestion and QoS requirements. And that's not us.
I agree. Any other questions, comments? I think this is all we got, but we're pretty much at conclusion time anyway.